Nundalad, Sif Yud Beis. Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis. Okay, Harlech Lahakul Pnei Rabbi. Also, I'm going to just point out I have a little bit of limitation in my voice. So, Harlech Lahakul Pnei Rabbi, Oy Aviv. It's a person who's going for a mitzvah purpose to greet his father, his Rebbe, somebody who's not necessarily his Rebbe, but he's a Talmud Chacham, or for mitzvah purposes. She's allowed to pass through water, even though that's going to be the equivalent of Rosh Chitzah, he's wetting himself. But since his goal is not for the purpose of Rosh Chitzah, his goal is to get to where he has to go, so that's permitted. And since he's doing it for mitzvah purposes, Chazal permitted the return also. However, let's look at your gimel. So, the person is going to take care of his properties. So, even though we permit that, she's allowed to go through the water because there is the hefsim moment allows him to go. However, he may not come back through the water.
So does this assume that there would be any sakana? Sakana, it would be after dark. So sakana to be after dark.
You can come back, just can't go through the water.
I assume go through the water, won't that's the only way? Even if that's another way, alternative.
No, this might be much more circuitous.
That's the only I can say.
What?
That's the only few that I can say.
He's allowed to go through the. Obviously, if he has two equally available paths, one over a bridge and one through the water, that's ridiculous. But if he needs to get to the water, he goes to the water. It's going to be quite. The other way is much longer, etc. It wouldn't be mechayev to do that. Okay, now. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Chaf Gimel. Hey, Rob. So now he's going to greet his Rebbe. So the Gemara talks about this actually by Yom Tov also. So in Yom Tov, we understand there's a mitzvah in the Kalvah and the Rabbi for Rebbe. So in Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to go greet your Rebbe. But over here, it's a Filu B'cho, it's a weekday. There's no chiyuv to greet your Rebbe on a weekday. But it's still a mitzvah. Okay. Why Shem Yishev Menu Eitz Adar Torah? You might hear some words of Torah.
Tisha B'Av, we don't go visit in the first place, and certainly I'm not
going to
hear the first
time. Well, first of all, you definitely can hear the Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's many important thoughts you can hear on Tisha B'Av. The point is, if a person, if the Rebbe came within the area, he feels it's proper he should go see his Rebbe, not to say to greet him, but to be present and be in his presence. But Dafka Talmud Hara Lechitzel Harav. The Talmud going to the Rebbe is called a mitzvah. Avol Elach Harav Eitzel Talmud Otira Lama Remai. To allow the Rebbe to go to the Talmud, he should not go through the water. Okay. Mitzarach Loi Talmidoi Yelach Huitzel Rabbit. Mechem Yishnei and Shovin Gam Kenos. We should expect the Talmud to go to the Rebbe. So why is Chazor Mutu? Based on the concept of Hitiru Seif and Mishum Tchilas. If we don't allow you to come back, you might hesitate to go to Chadchil. However, Lishma Peroiso, Tirbazem, they have some money. You're allowed to go through the water because to protect your investments. Well, Ken was already lucky. Mishum was to come back. It was no loss. It's a monitor. If it's important enough to you, you'll go and you'll stay. And if it's not important enough to you, that you don't want to go because you can't come back, so that's your decision.
Right?
Whereas by mitzvah, we really want you to go. So we're going to create a positive motivation for you to go. At least remove any negative motivations why you should not want to go. Better. Okay, Yudal. A woman at their struggle case, a person to be traveling, does feel weak from the travel. And the way you recover from that is to put his feet into water to show the strength in them. It's not even considered tainu. That's trying to person get back their strength. What's their merchants in mind? I can't tell if I'm familiar with the Metzius that it's referring to, exactly what the water does over there, but it's understood to be a refuah function, not a pleasure function. I go, you're allowed to soak a towel in water after Shabbat, and then you take it out from the water before Tishabat. It dries out, but not totally. So if it gets the status of lo, it's too dry, it's not too fair, not fatvia. So if it's not too fair, not fatvia, so then, so try. So you're allowed to wipe on your face. Feel an oyster rock in town, show you, given she in the Google. Since it has the lo, status of being dry, so I don't care if you are wiping your face on Tisha B'av. Chav Vav.
Kehos.
I'm sure I gave you this amateur that his feet feel weak on the trail. Mother, Jane said, Mishmach was Tainu, El Rafua Lechazka. The goal of here is to strengthen his feet. So that's permitted. Something, maybe it's not Gavis. Achain bo tepeach amanas latviach. Olav hachizos. So again, the shear being considered wet is tepeach amanas latviach. So anointing oneself with oils, etc., is only also if it's for tiny purposes. A person has an irritation on his head, like some type of a psoriasis or something of that sort. And he would put oil on it to soothe it. So that's a food function, not a time of function. Now, it's called Sikha. Our goal is to smear an oil on the body. So that's all of those different examples. In Osir El, this replies even one little finger, one little part of the body. Kalo Acher Nisueho, a newly married woman, she's allowed to wash her face the first 30 days. So if Tishrei comes out within 30 days after her marriage, she's allowed to wash her face. And similarly, in law, so she's allowed to put on oils. Tishrei's got all about. So perfuming one's body is from psicho. She could put on perfume on Tishrei in the first 30 days after marriage. What about deodorants? Deodorant also is not a rechitza, it's a sicha for. Okay, take a look at the bigger loch over here. Sicha, El Shaltana. This is only for pleasure purposes. Who feeds that portion? The lahaber is a zuam mozmut. If your goal is to remove the zuam, the dirty feeling, is forbidden. So that means the deodorant, the real goal is not pleasure, but it's to take away the zumos, it's what to use a tissue. So Moshe Paskin, as the Berlach points out, that the deodorant is permitted on Tishrei. Now, the word is in the Tavai Tes, Tav Kufa, Sim Tav Kufa in Hay, Sim Gimel, the Abbot had a sleeper. The Berlach of the day, the Shem we find. Now, I just want to point out that perfume would be also either way, because that's Or cologne. Test Zion. Nilas Hassandler. Davka Shalor. The Isser of Nilas Hassandler was a shoe made out of leather. Abel shall bag it, a shoe made out of cloth. O shall eat, or shaped out of wood. O shall sham, vigemi, or it's made out of the pliable, like a bark. Vigemi is like a pliable type of a reed. When you weave it, it's a woven type of a thing. So it's mutter. Mishal eitz mechupa or, it's made out of wood and then covered with leather. It's also sif cotton lam. Avol shel beged or shel eitz. What's to learn? So it's only also made out of leather, but made out of cloth or wood is also is mutter. What's to learn? Avogav the menagin al ragloi. Excuse me, the megan al ragloi. It protects his foot. Become also a bitzuris minol mamish, and it's shaped like a shoe. Sure, it's still permitted. To loy mikri minol ella shel or. The definition of a loch of a shoe of a minol is made out of leather. Now, Mishal Eitz Mechupor Milamala. There's wood with leather on top. Vatha Shulaim Gehem Gam Kain Shal Eitz. So the sole of the shoe, the bottom of the shoe, is made out of wood. The top is made out of wood, and there's a layer of leather on top of that. Silos, Kamokamos. What do you shall beg is from a Chupa Urban Lamala. If it was a cloth shoe with leather on top, also. The sole of the shoe was leather, even though the top is cloth. Tell the Shari Shub in a second. Okay. He also bisha also petition above him because Manila's a sandal. You don't wear shoes on Tisha B'Av. So now the question comes: do you make the bracha of Shasali called Tzarchi? The bracha of Shasali called Tzarchi was Niskan for sure. The Russian gave us already even shoes. Come on, he's Kimo Harbor for Adam Shulchan Baruch. Birchas Shasali called Tzarchi. You may make the bracha of also the cold sarge. Because the Iker Chazar Masakin, it wasn't on my specific shoes today, but on the general idea of Russian made shoes in the world. Referred to as the by the Paiskim in Hagar Shal Oilam. Chazar Masakin lived the normal way. See, on this specific day, I don't have shoes. The general, I do have shoes. So I'm making the bracha on that normal idea. Take a look at the Shari Shuva. So now this over here is he said, Mishapur sent you look at the Shari Shuva about shoes which are made out of cloth or wood. So he said, if there's cloth or wood, there's no leather, it's mutter. If it's encapsulated with leather, it's awesome. Now he brings the vine upon the Meiros. Shoe was upon the Meiros, kind of base. Sheesh lahakra lots is betisha b'avim, but he put the minnow also the b'avodim, lots the kemidus minnow shalom. Even though there's no respect for that, it's not a In a marriage, Tashu Yachay belong to Prat Ilum. The Mahapur Tabula Brook. He brings from him that's improper that a person should wear
something which is shaped like a shoe, he gives the same support as a shoe. Because you don't feel the inui. It's made out of synthetic materials. Looks like a shoe, functions like a shoe, has all the miles of a shoe. The only problem is it's not leather. Right? The mice, it doesn't. You don't feel the affliction of the kippur at Tisha B'av wearing such a shoe. So he brings the Panamim and said it's awesome. You should be mad. And I think the Shartum is saying on that, the Mahapur Tabula Brook. He should be blessed. It's a good thing. We can't be Machai, the average person to do. Then the second thing is, if I have a shoe sock, so they have a sock type of material, it's shaped like a sock, sewn like a shank, but the bottom layer is leather. So what's the law over there? So he brings from the Kanamira's Sashikum Mizor, Shalalayla, Puyam Kippurim, Tishaba, Ba'isim, and Puyo, Shalamata, Machuba Bor. Socks which have a leather layer on the bottom. That's awesome. That's definitely awesome. So even though it's not in the form of a shoe, it's not a middle, it's a sock. Nice, it's a bar. Okay. Now, your time. So these are wearing shoes besides the person who was in a bailus of shiva. The person who was in a tayrim also can't wear shoes. But the traveler, all the Mudunah Shemahalim are there. The traveler. Mutar ben Eilis Hassan. They're permitted to wear shoes. The travel on the high road, especially the roads with dirt roads. So to travel without shoes on, you know, there was ruts and there was, you know, bumps, and it's very, very difficult. So look, it is the matter where shoes. Shagil here, yeah, but so however they get to the city, they have to remove the shoes. Okay, but Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av also, person would be, if he had to travel for whatever reason, he'd be allowed to wear shoes. If he gets into the more standard parts of the city, he'd have to take his shoes off. If you're living in the city itself, you should only remove your shoes on the Jewish streets. They have the Jewish section, the Jewish streets. There you remove your shoes. But if you have to walk through the other part of the city, you should wear your shoes. That's him, should wear. Lamed Beis. Is there versus traveling? Cause the Magen Avraham, what time? So the Magen Avraham explains. The Torah Gadol who leilech yochei derech rochel. It's a tremendous challenge on a person to walk long distances barefoot. Therefore, it's just going to something that's near the city, according to that argument. So that's going to be also to wear shoes, because it's a short distance. Take a look at the Sharatzin and Mem. Bottom. Well, your Rabbi, see the Lahaka. Also, Yotza, me here. She never with Derek Rochus. Noel Minlola. Well, your Rabbi is allowed, even once near the city, walking through the fields, etc. The pass of the fields is difficult without shoes. So that's what. Not like the Magen Avraham. brought there in the Beis HaKvaros. So similarly, according to the Magen Avraham, a person goes to the cemetery. It's not such a far distance. A person has to take his shoes off. Elam ken yesh teeth were refish. Or if there's a large amount of mud or clay or dirt there, so it's difficult to walk there without shoes, then it's permitted to wear shoes. Let's say an example nowadays. So the person goes to the Beis HaKvaros to bury the mace. Surveillance doesn't take effect. Needless to say, doesn't take effect after the kavura. So they finish the kavura, and the Olah has to come back to him. Now leave the Beis HaKvaros. So it's kind of available. Just take off her shoes. So as soon as they finish burying the mace, they say the Kaddish, the process is finished, they should take off their shoes. So if the place is a very smooth, comfortable, easy place to live, that he should take off his shoes off. If it's bumpy, it's gravelly, very hard to walk on gravel just in your socks, it's very painful. It's a lot of wear shoes. So that's like titteret. Oh, Ben Oakham, if going to the Beis HaKvaros means going amongst the Goyim, so we saw we said there's going to be heter amongst the Goyim allowed to wear shoes. Now, the fees there, the Shiyoshev Alagola, Heroichim, Tzarek Lach, Lutzap, and if he's sitting in a wagon or riding on an animal, so he has to take off his shoes. So once he gets to the car, he has to take off his shoes. Okay. So we said the person is going through Mahal Baderich, he's allowed to wear shoes. The time shows he did offer Biminal. It would be proper. To put some dirt in the shoe to make it uncomfortable. Next interesting halach, Lamed Aleph. Very interesting halach. Moshe said, the place you live in once goyim, you don't think of the shoes in the Jewish street. So what's the issue? Lamed Aleph. Because the goyim will laugh at us. That's the strangest thing you ever thought about. The goyim always laugh at us. Since when do we care about whether the goyim laugh at us or not? I'm walking down the street carrying palm frond, some myrtle leaves, and some willow leaves, and a citron. I look strange. Right? The government will laugh. Who cares if the government will laugh?
They always ask during Sukkot, like in the war, like, what do you do with that? You know.
Right. You know. So it's interesting that I never understood it. Same with the Chinese, they're afraid that would lead to some type of endangerment. I understand. We're not discussing any endangerment over here. So what is the bayah? Keep her chavi. Take off your shoes in the Jewish streets. Cause of a mugana bra. Nearly. The imahara akum over Misham. What about if the goyim walk through the Jewish street a lot also? Also mutter, you don't throw the shoes. Maybe you're allowed to wear the shoes. While your Abbot seated at the Hakrab and your Rav Yehudim, halfway Vincent. Jehovah, the Lord, the Hosea, the Minig, as it is,
is, you know, needs to be understood. Right? So, like the Sharzian points out, it doesn't really make sense to us this minute. That's the become the minute. Okay, so we accept that's the minute. But don't expand the minute. The minute was going in the Goyish section of town. The fact that it's going walking through your section, tough luck. You can't wear your shoes. The Shartin and Membeis points out there's some people which question this minute, much on this minute. So he said, whatever the minute is, at least, okay, that's become established. We're not going to argue on the minute. But not, we can't expand, we definitely cannot expand the minute. Now, they got so used to wearing shoes, even when they get home, they don't take off their shoes. Robin Goddard, who's terrible there. Even if you say it's winter when you're in the streets, Shemotzi Shom, Akum, the Kavaka was no question. Take it for Shabbat the base. So I'm a chayim lachlis. So when you get, as soon as you get to your house, you got to take off your shoes. Finally, Elvin Shabbos of cotton olive. Shabbos pointed this out. See, people think that, you know, this isra of wearing shoes stops by chazoyis. Still, chazoyis people basically stay in the shul. Other chazoyis, we'll see some people, if they need to, will go out to go to work. They're going to go out to go to work amongst the goyim, they're going to wear their shoes. And I said, well, I can wear your shoes too. Right. So the next thing you know, after chazoyis, everybody's wearing their shoes. It's all a mistake. Okay. So the minhag is to allow the Jews to wear shoes when they're going through the Goyish neighborhoods. I don't get it. Okay. People go through the Goyish section and they wear their shoes because of that. We cannot stop them. There are those which are permitted. However, it doesn't make any sense. Who cares if they laugh at us? They laugh at us anyway. He says, okay, the mice, that's the minute. I can't stop. You're sitting behind the counter in your store, sitting behind the desk in your office, why do you have to wear shoes? Who knows what you're wearing? So slip off your shoes. Okay. He doesn't sound like a major fan of this heter. Which, I mean, you know, it's not going to understand what it's all about. Yud Ches. Yesh Mishayim Rishalol Yishim Belayim Belel Tishabov Im Ishtar B'mitzah. Since there's an Ishtar Tashas B'mitzah, you shouldn't even sleep on the same bed. B'nochon Adover, it's proper to do that. Mishum Leich Leich Amrina L'Nazir. So that's an idiom that the more uses. The more tells the Nazir, you know, why don't you walk and take a different path? Don't go near the path where the vineyard is. Because we don't want you being tempted by the vineyard. So stay away. So that phrase means, that would make sense, that a husband and wife should not be together in the same bed in a night where Tashmish is prohibited. On Yom Kippur, not only is it an Isra of Tashas HaMitzah, it's also an Isra of Negiyah. Now, because it's through many harkakas, passing one item back and forth, etc., that they did not institute on Yom Kippur. However, touching they did. Now, that's on Yom Kippur. What about Tisha B'Av? He said, "Maybe should do it in Tisha B'Av. Maybe Tisha B'Av, which is only the Rabban and the Maisel. Maybe we should mark it also.
But this much I'll tell you, that even if that's true, the chashash of Tashas Amita Balayla is much greater than the chashash of Tashas Amita B'yoyim. Therefore, even if we're going to tell you by Laila, the person should not touch his wife because he might come and have Tashas Amita. There's no reason to be machmer by daytime because the chance of touching will bring the Tashas Amita by daytime is very minimal. So, what's the sad?
So that's why there was no gazera, because it was by sleeping in a separate bed that was enough at night.
So, there's different levels of what you want to should be worried about. So the Shard Sina Mem Dalit says, then we make up a yon. And Yom Kippur, we don't differentiate. So why? And we say the same thing. The chance of Tashas Amita B'yoyim Yom Kippur is you know, by day is limited. And therefore, the Giyah B'yoyim should be okay. Says no. That could be Yom Kippur. Shadoshim Mekushata is the fourth year. Yesh Lachos the Giyah Yetzahar. And Yom Kippur the Ma'aseh. So women look nice. So there's potentially that the Yitzhar could tempt it. Ashenga Batishabab Shalchim have begun in the volume. They wear unpleasant clothing. Vimgam Batishabab Shalchim Mikushat. It's according to this point. If they wear jewelry on Tisha B'Av, they dress up in Tisha B'Av, which we're not advocating to do so, but if they did so, same on Yom Kippur, we don't rely on daytime because the woman looks attractive. So the situation on Tisha B'Av, the woman looks attractive, you should not do the Giyah B'Yom. Our argument is usually the state of the morning of Tisha B'Av, but the state of Velus. Right? So a person doesn't look very pleasant, they're in the state of being in the morning. So that's why B'Yom can be made. So the full phrase is Lech Amrina Lenazira. Go away. We said to the Nazira. Skarskar, go around. But Carmel Sikrov, don't get near the vineyard. That's the full phrase. So it's an idiom which means make some type of a protective fence around the vineyard. Okay. Your test. In Kal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, Mutzah B'Kula, B'Filim B'Tashas Amit. If the ninth of all falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink, you're allowed to wash, you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. You're allowed to put on oils in a way which is permitted on Shabbos. You're allowed to touch the meat. You're the Sazad. V'yesh Oysim B'Tashas Amit. Some disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. So no, there is an issue of Tasha Lamita on Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. Could you find during a person sitting Shiva? So Shabbos during the Shiva, he's allowed to wash himself. There's no dinner veils in Shabbos. However, the Bar Mitzvah at Sino is noy. The elements of velus which are private, they're not public, applies on Shabbos also. So you can't attach to meet them with his wife. So you should apply the same thing over here also on Tisha B'Av.
Lama test. What's the Rukhulan Afilo? The Isa Raisa, Umal Shachana, Iranam and Nehatsa Mishum Dov. So, you're allowed to put anything you want on the table, you can't, you don't limit yourself from anything. Okay? So, anything is anything. The case of the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av falls out on the equivalent of a person who has the conflict of burying somebody on the day of Yom. So the private elements of the veil is to apply. Visa, also Lucas Gamba, Yoda Batama, Shigamza Kuritsin. So he says, washing with warm water is prohibited. Now, why do you think washing with warm water? The super heat is even cold water.
You're saying on Arab Shabbos?
What?
You're saying on Shabbos itself.
On the Shabbos, the Tisha B'Av falls out, saying you can't use warm water to wash. The cold water, you could. Right? So, he raises the question. So people here from the Minchas Kinnu. So it's interesting. There are two different things which are happening on Tisha B'Av. There is Inui and there is Avelus.
Right. Affliction and Avelus.
Right. The Achil and Shti are not Avelus issues. Avelum eat. Avelum drink. Right. So the issue is, we say that we don't show Avelus but for Hestia on Shabbos. But Avelus but Sinoi we do. However, that's Avelus issue. But Inui doesn't apply on Shabbos. The tissue will fall down on Shabbos. I say, you're allowed to eat and drink. You're allowed to. So Rechitza with Sainam, that's an Inui issue. So that's not also on Shabbos. That which you want to do it for the purpose of even warm water, that he's understanding that's an Avelus issue. And that already, so the Rosh Hashanah said this, no, you can't use warm water. If you use cold water, that's an issue of Inui. Inui doesn't apply on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Shabbos. Okay. Ma'am, it's okay, no, I get the meeting is not to do Tashas Amita on the Friday night if the night of all falls out on Shabbos. Okay, the Agudu Marker is a Shamish, therefore the Shamish and Shul will announce the Rabbi Shabbosina night. So that's a serious way of announcing this halacha. So the Shamish after Marav, the Rabbi will tell him to announce the Rabbi Shabbosina night. Maybe everyone understands what that means. Okay. The woman's leil tefillah falls out to be Friday night, the 9th of August. Here we say, and that's an area we rely on the first opinion. She goes to the mikveh and she has tashish with her husband. However, even that situation, some people are mad. There's a mitzvah dafka to be together, so therefore you rely on the lenient opinion. Mashmash,
Mashaken Lil Tvilo, Ryan Shom the Shusan. He meant the minute was that we're in a case where we don't have an overriding principle of mitzvah. Vayim Rabbi Yehuda, the Mashal Minei Gam came, the Umat Sala La Halacha, Yadasa Makabra, that to be lenient. For Lel Tefillah, at least we can be lenient and allow them to have Tashra. Take a look at the Shantina Membov. So the Chayotim said, Leil Tfilah Remeikel. Ein Shem Oid, Shekosim, the Nero Loi. Tuadin Bebom and Aderach Yesh Lohok. The person has been away. He arrives home on the Friday afternoon, the 8th of Av. So Tisha B'Av is the ninth. It falls out on the 9th of Av on Shabbos. We'll actually commemorate Tisha B'Av as the fasting on Motzi Shabbos. He comes back home on the Friday afternoon. Shriyamu B'Gemora Nida B'Some of the Pasuk Lois Tzuna Shatov in a Derech B'Tim to Easter Suffolk Nida. It would be very frustrating for a person to come home and find his woman in a state of possibly being a Nida. Yesh Rashi Shazu Sabal in Zivu. Because when a person comes home, he wants to be with his wife intimately. And that's true for the other way around. The woman wants to be with her husband intimately. Because it's Abba, also it's up. The bits of Oina, the husband and wife being together, there's a normal expectation, weekly, monthly, whatever it is. There's also a mitzvah to be together when the husband understands that the woman has a desire to be together intimately. Husband has a mitzvah to do that. So that's a mitzvah Oina. So therefore, that would override when we submit on the lenient sheet over here. So it's not like it's being mad, but he ends up with a call the female shua. Depends on the person. So a big reversion, a reversion passed from Loch Lomais and not to be made. It's interesting.
Is it being make or is it saying it supersedes?
The flow of the Chayyam sounds like he's being lenient. But he says these five words. A call the Fimashua. What's he saying with that? He sounds like if you can control yourself, you should control yourself.
Right?
So Moshe says, at the end of the day, the Chayyam seem to have pulled back. He said, if you can refrain, you should refrain. The problem is, the Chayyam's argument wasn't mitzad the man, it was mitzad the woman. So she can call the Fimashua, he isha. The woman really doesn't care, so then you should refrain. So the flow of the Chayyam is very not clear what he's saying. Okay. We don't beat somebody on Tisha B'Av. If somebody does greet you, so he responds in a soft tone with a seriousness. The person realizes that it's not really the proper time. Memal, in Shem Shalom, who didn't learn Lloyd Safra Tavo, Ami Asur. See, when it's not using Hashem's name, you should have peace. It's just saying having a good day, good morning. It's also. Who didn't Shem Tavo, the Chavir Batisha Bob also. So you can't give a present of the Batisha Bob. Because a present is a form of greeting somebody, in a certain sense.
Yeah.
instead of just, you know, giving this like non-committed response, the really proper thing to do was explain to him that it wasn't just he just forgot, he didn't know. So explain it to him this way. Otherwise, you know what, he might just, like, you know, I said hello to the rabbi, I gave him this wonderful greeting, this is hello, like, you know, it's going to end up with a feeling of negativity. We don't want that. I remember a story. I went to brother-in-law for Pesach when he was in St. Louis.
He was in what?
St. Louis. So he was there. He was the head of the vod of the year. Kashrus. But meanwhile, there was an old dying out shul which had like a million of elderly people left. They asked him to be the rav there. So I walked in with one of my nephews, like Shabbos morning. You know, and everybody's sitting over there, and the guy, the boys, good Shabbos! The kid didn't respond. The man, he got a major earful from his father. I say, good Shabbos to you, you're supposed to respond to me! He doesn't understand that, you know, that there's, you know, limitations of what you're allowed to do before davening. So what are you supposed to do? You know, did you end up with Abel? Tough base. Tough out. Thank you. Yesh Mishamer Shaladeth Matab Ashuk, Keshal Yavnadein Skoik Mikalos Vahitl. A person should limit his entertainment, going for walks, etc. It's not a day of afraid of a person will do that. Eventually it will bring to levity. Tough base. Welcome Shinog Ulasis Malachal Matisha Mavoisi. If the minhag is to do, so we allow the person to do. The minhag is not to, we don't. We become welcome to minhag chacham betelim, and a person who's talmid chacham shouldn't do. The kol rotz alas is after talmid chacham, and yizem oisim. You're allowed to accept the any person is allowed to accept the practice of a talmid chacham for this halacha. Feel welcome shenagu shel lasos. Basically, you don't do malacha. We're talking any who do you feel obeyed, so you can't be going to work even in your house. Pragmatia. The vehicle is stocker doing transactions for profits. Welcome shenagu. Shalasa's malacha is also. Welcome shenagu shalasa is his mutter el shemamai. So we tie that to the minhag of whether you do malacha or not. But even if it's permitted, you should limit yourself. To fill up mishnas, ready from the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh, we try and limit our business transactions. This malacha, the minhag is only to chatzos. Any malacha which would take some type of time lapse to do it, we're machmer on it. Well, don't reshame by shihu. So much as it has no time lapse. Good going. Halakas nair is lighting a nair. Akshira tying a knot. But there is, that's not us. Malachla v'poros, milking the cows. Tell you malachas like any Yehudi, im efshir ben Yehudi. If a goy is available, you should have the goy do the milk. Let's hold it here. I'm going to.